Welcome to another episode of the Meathead on the Mic podcast. This is the number one podcast for anyone on this planet, country, or nation who wants to get in the best physical shape for their next vacation. I'll be giving you actionable value to help you with mindset, training, and nutrition to help you transform your life. Disclaimer, I'm going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Not because I want to be mean, but because I genuinely respect you. Also, I'm a meathead. So if you tune in and decide to give me the time out of your life that you know you'll never get back, the very least I can do for you is keep it a stack. Expect to be educated, motivated, and inspired. And get ready to laugh over some lighthearted banter. Now that that's out the way, let's chat with IFBB Pro Matt Butale. Get ready, meatheads. Time to dive in. Yo, what's good, meatheads? Hope you're having an amazing day. Welcome to another episode of the Meathead on the Mic podcast. It's your boy, the returning champion, IFBB Pro Matt Butale. And today, I'm going to be telling you why intuitive eating doesn't work. Okay, intuitive eating is bullshit. And if you don't know what intuitive eating is, it's this thing that a lot of people are talking about nowadays, especially on TikTok and Instagram, that says you can basically, quote unquote, eat intuitively, meaning you eat whatever you want, whenever you want, you know, not looking at a food scale and just living in a state of eating intuitively instead of being more calculated with what you put into your body if you want to get a specific goal. Okay, so I'm going to be breaking it down the way that I understand it. This is going to be my opinion as a professional bodybuilder and as a coach. Okay, and if you care about this, if this is something you've heard about and you really want to get a firm understanding as to what intuitive eating is and maybe even how to do it properly, this is the episode for you. Because a lot of people think that intuitive eating means, well, I'm going to give up the reins. You know what I mean? I'm just going to eat intuitively. Whatever my intuition tells me is what I'm going to fucking lean into and what I'm going to do. And I've seen a lot of people fuck up their physiques doing that. Okay? There's a difference between diet breaks, intuitive eating, so on and so forth. We're going to get into it. All right? So if that's something that you struggle with, if you are confused about that topic, then stick around for this podcast episode. Also, guys, before we dive into it, if you get value from this podcast or anything that I do, please don't forget to like, share, comment, or leave a review. Again, it really does go a long way. Without you guys, I wouldn't be able to do this. I super, super appreciate you guys. If you weren't listening, I don't know who would be. Okay, so let's get into it. If you haven't heard about intuitive eating, allow me to break it down for you. Intuitive eating is not a diet. All right, so it's supposed to mean that you allow yourself to eat as you please based off of your intuition, hence intuitive eating, right? And basically, it implies that you already know what foods are healthy, which is why you can even rely on your intuition. And you also know what foods are junk. So if you have that basic understanding, then you can understand, okay, well, my intuition is something I can trust because I know it's healthy and I know it's junk. Fair? And when you have that understanding, it allows you to eat both healthy and quote-unquote junk food or unhealthy foods without measuring your caloric intake, your macros, or using a food scale. I know that's one thing that's really big for a lot of people, food scales, right? They just like have PTSD with food scales. So they lean into intuitive eating because they don't want to use the food scale. All right? And now don't get me wrong. Most human beings that eat intuitively and look good already are in good shape, all right? But those people that can eat intuitively and that, you know, they already look good, you know, like your neighbor or your friend from high school, that it doesn't seem to matter if they use a food scale or not, or even if that, you know, they eat a bunch of pizza or burgers or whatever it is, they still look great. Like, you look at them, you're like, how the fuck are they able to do it? You know what I mean? Like, how are they able to do it? And you're looking at yourself like, I can eat the exact same way without using a food scale, but I get absolutely screwed. You know, the reason why is because there are so many different variables that you're not considering when it comes to the two of you, the two different people that are applying intuitive eating. And we're going to be breaking that down. All right. There are many lifestyle factors that we are avoiding, which is not to be overlooked when it comes to intuitive eating. If you want to burn fat, if you want to build muscle, if you have a purpose, if you want to change your body, intuitive eating, quote unquote, the way that you typically like to do it, in a sense of, let's say what, eating whatever you want to eat, but still hoping and wishing and praying that without using a food scale, you're going to burn the fat or build the muscle or transform your physique, you are fucking delusional. And in that case, in that sense, eating intuitively is bullshit. Okay? And guys, I'm going to remind you, and I guess I technically fall into this category, and if you're lean or if you've always been an athlete your entire life, you fall into this category, but majority of the people who eat intuitively and are in shape, again, and are in shape, because there's, you know, a lot of us eat intuitively but look like shit and we're not in shape, you know, you can't fucking breathe, you got man boobs, you got your love handles, you got your gut hanging, like you're fat as fuck, you want to change your physique, you want to do something about it, right? But your intuition led you down a place of losing control. And of course, the variables that we're going to talk about right now that you kind of didn't really have control over growing up, right? So the people that eat intuitively and are in shape are more active than the average person, okay? The average person sits around all fucking day, right? And the person who's able to eat intuitively and look fucking amazing, meaning they don't use a food scale, they eat whatever the fuck they want, and they look amazing. On average, they are more active than the average person. They have a higher NEAT, okay? And if you don't know what that is, we're going to break that down on another episode. That's something we can get into later on. NEAT meaning, it just means you move around a lot, all right? You're walking a lot, you're whatever it is. You're walking your dog, you're taking care of your kids, you're doing something. So you're always active, you're moving around a lot. Your ass barely hits the couch, you know? You're more active than the average person. The second thing is that you could have a more physically demanding job. So think of construction workers, okay? They're probably eating like, you know, they're visiting the hot dog stand, they have their coffee, you know? If they've been doing construction for years and they've always been doing labor jobs, chances are that because they eat intuitively, and if they lean towards eating more healthy foods than not, even if they don't use a food scale, they're still going to look great because they have a higher caloric expenditure and they're always moving. And again, let's be honest with you, that's hard labor, construction, or whatever physical labor that you're doing, that you're moving around with your body a lot and you're sort of pushing yourself to do the job for like 8, 10, 12 hours a day, right? That's going to cause you to burn calories. So eating intuitively in the sense of being more carefree and not using a food scale, it's not really that big a deal, right? Also, the people that eat intuitively but go to the gym and do cardio regularly, they are able to stay in shape. And this is a big, when I say people that go to the gym and do regular cardio, I'm not talking about the people that have just trained and have just entered the gym and started training for less than, you know, 2 to 3 years. If you've been training for 5+ years, and I'm saying training hard, like you've made mountains of progress, you know, I'm not saying you got to be a bodybuilder, but you definitely go to the gym and people know that you go to the gym. Your genetics, like, it looks like you go to the gym, okay? Maybe you've been going since you were a kid. Maybe you've been going since you were a teenager. Whatever it is, you've been going for 5+ years, even a decade plus. And you are a regular gym visitor, not somebody who's, you know, just started training between 1 to 3 years, because that does not apply to you. You are still developing the habits of the benefits of going to the gym. Your body, your homeostasis, your metabolism, everything, your whole body composition isn't in a place or has never been in a place as close to the person that I'm describing here. This is the person that's either been an athlete their entire life or has been training since they were very, very young, okay? And they are able to eat, quote-unquote, intuitively because their body is predisposed genetically and, you know, physically, based off of what they were doing, to have their calories not really be that much of a factor. Because why? They're already not overweight. They're already not fat. They already have a somewhat decent physique, okay? And these people that are able to eat intuitively and look good never have been obese. They've always had a lower BMI, okay? And they've always had a higher BMR, basal metabolic rate, or faster metabolism. These are people, and you guys can think of them, and I'm not saying these things to, like, make you feel bad about yourself or like, oh, fuck, like, I don't have these things. Does that mean I can never eat intuitively? Just stick around. We're going to talk about it, okay? Because outside of that, if you don't have those characteristics, eating intuitively should not be the first fucking thing you think of if you want to burn fat. It should be the last thing. You need some dietary discipline, okay? Because your intuition got you to this fucking place. Look down at your belly right now. Look at your fucking, look in the mirror right now. Look at your jawline. Can you, is that circle or can you see some fucking chiseled up jawline? All right, chances are it's not chiseled. Chances are you don't like the way it looks. Chances are you have arm fat. Chances are you have man boobs, you got back fat, you got muffin top, whatever it is. You don't like the way you look and you have a fuck ton of fat on you. And the reason why I'm being so brutally honest is because you need to look at yourself in the mirror and understand that if you continue to let your intuition take control over your decisions and influence your decisions when it comes to your diet, when it comes to your nutrition, you have to understand you'll never progress. Because your intuition is already not worth it. It's not trustworthy. It already got you into the position that you're in right now. And look at yourself in the mirror. Do you like your position? If you don't, then understand me when I say your intuition is, it has no value when it comes to eating right now. You need to develop the food discipline, the dietary discipline, I like to call, and sharpen your skills enough to the point where you can control your cravings to a point where when you do eat intuitively, you don't adopt the same habits that got you fucked in the first place. Okay? People that can eat intuitively have always been more active than you. They work a fucking labor-intensive job. They have the genetics. They go to the gym regularly and have been for 5, 10, fucking 15, 20 years, and like going hard, right? They've genetically have a lower, they have a lower BMI than you, which essentially means less fat. They have a lower body mass index. They have a higher or faster metabolism. They've never been obese. They never or t rarely struggle with food cravings because of their lifestyle, the way that they're brought up. They didn't really eat much junk growing up, and they are naturally more disciplined when it comes to eating whole foods more than junk because of those things. So they're predisposed to be in a position where their intuition is more of a benefit to them than a detriment. Whereas you, if you're overweight, have it the vice versa. Your intuition is more of a detriment than a benefit because of your genetics, your predisposition, and everything else leading up to the point of today where you look at yourself and you're overweight, you're unhappy with the way you look, and you're out of shape. And I'm saying this to be fucking real. We got to be honest with ourselves here. There are those people that can scarf down, you know, burgers, pizza, tacos, whatever it is. And they look absolutely amazing the following day or the following weeks. Whereas you can literally have just like a bag of chips, man, a bag of chips and a slice of cake, and it sits on you. Why? Because everyone's different and we all started at different places. They have different genetics. And the way that they live their life is absolutely, it's way different than the way you live your life. Completely different. And maybe the food that their mom cooked them was more healthy than the food that your mom cooked you. Whatever it is, it's, you are predisposed to be in a position that led you up to this point when it comes to your intuition. What does that mean? That means everyone's intuition is different. The person that's already fit and that's like jacked, that looks amazing, their intuition is just by default better than yours. Your intuition is worse than theirs. And I'm not saying this to compare you to make you feel like less than, but the reason why your intuition is quote unquote less than in this specific case is because your intuition is the only thing that got you to this point outside of being physically inactive. Like your ability to not to control your food cravings or to make healthier choices, that's a part of your intuition. And you cannot rely on that because that's what got you here. Do you understand? Just nod your head silently if you understand. Like, guys, you see, social media, especially nowadays, has you thinking that you can eat intuitively, not track your calories, not track your macros, and expect to burn fat. Like, what type of fucking delusion is that? It's utter fucking bullshit. It makes zero sense. And it leads toward that whole like fat movement stuff where it's like, hey, just don't worry about what you're eating. You're cool, man. Just, you know, if you're fat, that's fine. It's not fine. All right. And the way I know why it's, I know it's not fine. All right, like personally, I've never been overweight. I fall into the criteria of having good intuition when it comes to eating food. Does that mean I fucking only eat healthy? Hell no. I love pizza. I love beer. I love burgers. I love wings. I find a way to eat it 20% of the time. I got to be honest with you. But if you don't have dietary discipline, and if you want to rely on your intuition when it comes to eating, and you're in a position that, you know, you're overweight, you're out of shape, you have to understand me. Trust me when I say this. Your intuition is not your friend at this moment. And you have to develop the dietary discipline to sharpen up your intuition. And guys, as sad as it sounds, you know, comparing yourself to others that naturally, quote unquote, were predisposed to having a better intuition, it's not permanent. It is fixable. So I want you to understand that. I don't want you to sit here and think, oh, fuck, like, I was born fat, gonna die fat. Nope, that's not what this is about. It's actually the opposite. You could be born fat, you could die shredded. All right? I want you to open up your eyes to that possibility. I'm not saying that you should never try to eat intuitively once you develop the skills to eat intuitively. But right now, your skills to eat intuitively are dog shit. So do not give yourself that much freedom. It's like a kid. I'll give you a scenario. Two kids, not even two kids. We'll go to dogs. All right. So shout out to my dog, people that like dogs. You got two dogs. One dog was trained. You know, I like dogs. Let's get into this one here. I want to get a pit bull. All right. Envision this motherfucker. It's all black. He's just jacked. He's like a panther, right? This, you know, he's got like a Cuban link fucking dog collar on, right? So that's the dog. All right. He's trained. He's, you know, he's jacked. He's a good dog. Then you got a bulldog. Okay. Not trained, not disciplined. And the owner just kind of puts food out, lets the dog do whatever. And the dog's out of shape. Okay, you got one where one dog is just, since it was a pup, it was raised eating, you know, red meat, going out on consistent walks, training, doing whatever, all that extra shit. Maybe he does canine training. I don't know what the fuck dogs do to get jacked, okay? And then the other one just sits at home all day, maybe does some walking around in the backyard, or, you know, barely any physical activity. The bulldog, the white and brown spotted bulldog, okay? If I'm looking at the habits and the intuitions of the two different dogs, what represents what I'm talking about is the black pit bull that maybe canine trained, is trained very well, very athletic, you know, all that, very obedient, versus the non-trained and sort of, I guess they dieted the dog lackluster, that dog versus the pit bull, the bulldog, all right? The bulldog is the person that has the lower intuition, right? Just not trained. It's just, since it was a pup, the owners didn't really do what they had to do in order to make sure that that dog knew what it, not even knew, but had the chance to develop an intuition that was similar to the black pit bull. Does that make sense? It's the same thing with you growing up. You didn't choose to be overweight. You didn't choose to be fat. I know it. Which is why I'm not trying to rip you a new one here. Like, I want you to understand this isn't permanent. But if you want to be so easy as to like give freedom. If I were to give freedom to those two dogs and let them do whatever the fuck they wanted, that black pit bull is gonna find a way to do what it was doing since it was a pup, and that white and brown bulldog is gonna find a way to do what it's been doing its entire life. And that's intuition, because that's just what their intuition is. It's what they know. It's what they grew up doing. Do you understand? Do you follow? And if we can understand that, then why can't we understand that about you? Okay? Yes, we're not four-legged animals that lick our fucking balls. We're not dogs, I get it. But you have to understand, guys. It's the same thing. However, dogs are trainable. You can train that bulldog. You know, it might cost an arm and a leg because it's older now. There might be some irreversible damage because it's older now. But you can definitely train the bulldog to develop better eating habits by feeding it better, doing more walks. Maybe get that motherfucker in on some canine training too, right? Just like the black pit bull. And then you come to a point where it's learned. It adopts a new discipline, a dietary discipline. And then when you set it out in the wild or let it do its own thing, it's going to lean towards more of what it was trained to do as opposed to what it's done its whole life. Does that make sense? So your shitty intuition isn't a death sentence. It's just the truth. It's just what it is right now. And I'm telling you guys this, and some of you girls listening, that if you are struggling with dieting, you're like, fuck, like, it's so restricting, and like, or maybe it's not restricting, like, you have some foods in that you like that aren't necessarily too healthy, but you just hate using a food scale. You have to understand, you're not at a place where you can get rid of the food scale. You need to get trained. You need to develop the discipline, the dietary discipline, to not only get the results and have your body be in a state where it wouldn't necessarily fall back if you were to rely on your intuition, but also that you have enough strength mentally over your cravings to know that if you were not to use a food scale, that you're going to say no after fucking three slices of pizza, not fucking damage the whole box. That you're going to say no after two slices of pie instead of the whole half. Right? That you're going to slow down on 2 liters of fucking soda instead of, you know, drinking the whole thing. You might just have a quarter of it. Because, yes, you're eating intuitively and you're not using the food scale, but you have the dietary discipline to refrain from diving all in to your cravings, to your intuition. Does that make sense? You know, having a quarter of a bag of chips instead of fucking up the whole thing. Right? And when you understand that, you'll understand that intuitive eating can be used as a sort of filler in between, well, I'll say diet breaks. Like, if you're ever going to do a diet break, and most of you guys listening to this probably shouldn't do a diet break because you haven't gotten on a diet yet. But a diet break is essentially when you've been dieting for so fucking long. And, you know, I guess the food scale gets annoying. You know, you're making a bunch of progress and you just want to live a little bit. You don't want to, you know, feel like you're in a box. So you just lay it off and you don't use the food scale. So that's a diet break. Maybe you still use, you can still measure food and stuff like that. But a diet break is just, you know, you don't focus on dieting. You're just focusing on, you focus on the training aspect of things. And you just go to the gym. You maintain your physical activity routine. But when it comes to eating, you just lay it back. Because let's be honest, guys, you cannot diet year in, year out, every single month, every single day, every single week. I'm a pro bodybuilder and I don't fucking do that. All right? And there are times where, like, if I'm locked in on a show, yes, I can diet for an entire year or 2 years straight. But then that's a different ballgame. I'm a professional bodybuilder. But for the average person that wants to burn fat, build muscle, it's not necessary. Just diet for as long as you need to get to that body weight and then maintain it for a little bit. And then once you maintain it and you understand the caloric requirements to maintain that, you can start visualizing it. You should have done it so many times to get to that point that you can start to look at the portions instead of having to use a food scale. Then you can breathe. You can eat intuitively. Again, eating clean 80% of the time and fucking around 20% of the time. And without using a food scale and having that knowledge, having that trained sixth sense that you develop with that dietary discipline, you are still able to either maintain or maybe even get a little bit of progress while you are doing your physical activity routine during your intuitive eating phase or your diet break phase. And then you go back into dieting after you've had a break for a while, or if you are regressing in progress and gaining weight, right? And then you got to keep yourself in check there. Make sense? So guys, I'm going to recap this again. The average person is obese as fuck, like the average human being. Doesn't matter where you are. In North America, at least, doesn't matter where you are, average person's overweight. Meaning, the average person doesn't have the traits of someone who can eat intuitively and be in shape because their intuition is what got them to being obese. You follow? All right? And because of many variables, mainly related to psychology around food, I got to cut you guys some slack there, and the way that you guys were developed, and genetics being predisposed to your own environment that allowed you to make those decisions and develop that intuition, I got to cut you some slack and say, it isn't all your fault, but it is your responsibility. Okay? Like, if you tell a 30-year-old fit man and a 30-year-old fat man to eat intuitively, the 30-year-old fat man is more likely going to follow his intuition and eat foods that are higher in calories and have low nutritional value and continue living a life of little to no activity, because that's what the 30-year-old fat man's life has just been up to that point. Whereas the 30-year-old fit man is likely to still indulge in some like high calorie, low nutritious foods, like 20% of the time, like I was talking about pizza, beer, burger, all that, you know what I'm saying? But 80% of the time, we'll eat clean, nutrient dense, healthy foods, maybe 70 to 90% of the time even. Because that's what his intuition tells him to do. It's just hardwired and it's been repeated enough. That's his version of his dietary discipline. Whereas the 30-year-old fat man has a lack of dietary discipline. And that's just the way he was raised. Two different environments. Psychology as well and genetics. All that stuff. Okay? So the intuition of someone who grew up obese or fat is not the same as the intuition of someone who grew up fit or in shape. You follow? As I said, environments, accessibility to junk, cravings, predispositions related to food addictions, etc., all those things, you know, are some of the main variables that we do often ignore here when we think of eating intuitively. and we shouldn't ignore them because if we continue to ignore them, we're basically saying you don't even need a food scale to make progress, which technically you don't if you can visualize the portions of food and have that stay under or at the level of calories that you're going to need in order to continue making progress. Okay? Like, it's as simple as that. All right? You follow? And, like, why do I bring this up? Well, because social media has you looking at someone like me or someone like, even if they're not as, like, fit or, you know, they're just, like, skinny fat or just someone who just isn't out of shape completely or, like, completely obese. Like, they have you looking at that person who's been pretty much that shape all of their life and trains maybe and eats clean or just eats better than 70 to 90% of people do, right? And then they tell you that this person or that the diet this person is doing causes them to be in shape without a food scale, and that counting your calories, counting your macros, and making a consistent effort in the gym isn't as necessary if you're doing everything intuitively, which is bullshit. If that's the notion that you believe in, if you like truly believe in intuitive eating is like one size fits all, like, guys, if you can look at the food and you can visualize it and you can see the portion, it's very hard for most people that have never done that like for years and years out throughout their life to be consistent in that with their visualization. And then you with the lack of consistency and the lack of accuracy, you are more likely than not going to hinder your progress, which is going to piss you off because you haven't developed a skill of like looking at a chicken breast when it's cooked and saying that's X ounces or grams, or looking at rice and saying that's 100 grams because you never fucking measured it. How are you supposed to associate the number or the quantity and be as accurate as possible if you've never developed the dietary discipline to follow through on like what you're accurately eating, what you're putting in your mouth? Because if you don't know, I'm going to remind you guys, it's all calories in, calories out, okay? In order to change your body, you have to change the amount of calories you're putting in and the calories that you're burning, period, point blank, period. And if you struggle with understanding how many calories you're putting into your body and you don't want to use a food scale to develop the accuracy to have that leverage and have that control, you're fucked. Like, you're absolutely going to be screwed. Unless you do it for a long enough period where you can get into a diet break phase or an intuitive eating phase, and you've done it so many times, okay, that you know what 100 grams of rice looks like, you know what, you know, 200 grams of chicken breast looks like, you know what this and that, like, you just understand it on a deep level, then sure, you might just want to put the food scale away, go on a little diet break, and just not use the food scale because you understand what the portion's supposed to look like because you've been eating it, you've been practicing it, more or less, okay? And in that case, if you're, you know, you're fat and you lost weight and then that's the position you found yourself in, you want to take a diet break, then power fucking to you because you've developed the skills to visualize and look at the meal and say, okay, this is roughly the size of X amount measured this, X amount measured that, that I have been able to eat consistently and that helped me progress to the point that I'm at today. And then you can have faith in that. Instead of your intuition, which is going to say, that looks like it's enough, all right? So if this is the untrained eye, your intuition is going to just fucking send you everywhere. It's like speeding on a road, on a highway, without having a GPS. You're just going to fucking go everywhere. You're not going to know what's what. You can't tell a head from an ass because you've never consistently developed that discipline, that dietary discipline, okay? So guys, for fuck's sake, with all love, from the top, middle, and bottom of my heart, going to repeat this to you because I'm sick and tired. I don't know if you guys can tell by now, but I'm sick and tired of hearing about this intuitive eating bullshit. If you haven't even dieted, if you haven't even got like gained progress in your physique, because it's less, honestly, guys, it's less about the progress and more about the discipline and more about like the practicing of knowing what's too much on your plate in terms of what you're eating. Okay. And just doing the diet thing 80 to 90% of the time is going to help you learn, visualize, and like develop the intuition that you can apply in the future when you really want to take that break. You don't deserve a break right now. As hard as that sounds, you need to get this shit rolling. All right? And the truth is, if you are obese or out of shape and you want to change your body, you have to track what you eat. because you don't know what it looks like. All right? Like, limit yourself. Apply some rules for a dietary restriction. Right? Control your cravings to a certain degree where you're not suffering eating foods you hate and like eating the same quote unquote bland meals over and over and over again. And guys, if you don't season your meals, there's something wrong with you. You can season everything you fucking want with anything you fucking want, as long as it's not a liquid seasoning that's rich in calories. If you want to learn about that, literally, I posted it before this episode. Okay, it's episode 241, and we talk about seasonings and if they make you fat. So you can check that out on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts. It's Meathead on the Mic podcast for those of you watching live. You can check that out and learn about seasonings so that you're not fucking suffering eating bland food. But guys, if you want to change your body and you're overweight at this point in time, you got to track what you eat. You got to limit yourself. You got to control your cravings to a degree, you know, where you're not suffering eating foods that you hate, but you're also not binging on crap that's going to keep you obese and rely on that old system of your shitty intuition. Okay? Like, you got to have a balance of the two, which is why at the Natural Nomad Academy, we preach the 80-20 rule. 80% of the time you're eating clean, and 20% of the time you're having your fun. You're going on dinner dates. You're eating what the fuck you want to eat without a food scale while being aware of the caloric ramifications. So you have to be aware still. Even if you're not measuring it, you have to know what you're putting in your mouth. Just because you're eating junk 20% of the time doesn't mean you put a fucking box down of pizza. It means maybe I'll have fucking 3 or 4 slices and then let everyone else have the rest. Or instead of doing the whole dozen of wings, maybe I'll have 4 or 5. You know, like instead of doing the half of the cake, I'll just do a slice, right? Because you know that maximum this amount of cake is going to be maximum this amount of calories, and you're not measuring it. You're not going so crazy where people think you have OCD, but you are being aware, you are exercising your discipline, your dietary discipline, so that you don't self-sabotage your progress, but you still enjoy the luxury of having what the fuck you want to eat, even if it's not healthy, 20% of the time. Do you follow? Guys, it's not rocket science. Okay, so stop following these influencers that have never fucking been obese or out of shape. And, you know, they tell you that you need to eat intuitively to in order to lose weight, or that you can do it. Like, look at them. You already feel like it's a fraud because you know it is. Like, you look at them, they have a body that you might never ever get. And they're saying, yeah, you can just kind of eat whatever you want. You'll look good. Just go to the gym and eat whatever you want. No, because it's very easy to eat too many calories. Like, guys, a bag of chips can have 1,000 calories, depending on the size of the bag of chips, of course. If you eat half a box of Oreos, you can get 1,000 calories in, I'm pretty sure. Okay, and does it feel like a lot of food? No, it doesn't feel like a lot in your stomach. However, that's the amount of calories. And like, if you have that, it's, let's say you had a healthy breakfast, all right? Eggs, you know, whatever it is, fucking overnight oats, and you measured whatever it is, and it's a healthy breakfast, but it's like 600 calories. And then you go on the rest of your day just snacking. You're like, hey, these snacks, I'm looking at them. Okay, these snacks don't look like they're a lot on my plate, but I'm just going to, you know, put some in my mouth while I'm driving. The chips. Put some cookies in my mouth while I'm watching TV. Or have a couple sodas. This, that, and this. By the end of the day, you could be at easily 3,000 calories without even knowing it. And you're going to think, I'm still hungry. I didn't even eat. Well, it's because there's like, again, those foods are very high in calories, very low in nutrient density, and generally just low in density altogether. They're not heavy. So you feel hungry because it feels like there's nothing in your fucking stomach. Although you've had all the calories in the world to make you gain weight in that single day. Does that make sense? Whereas if you were to eat healthier foods, I promise you, you wouldn't be able to eat those many calories by accident. You would feel that amount of food if it was healthy food in your stomach because it's more nutrient dense and generally just denser. It's heavier to consume the same amount of calories that are healthy versus that are junk. Okay, 1,000 calories of chips is way lighter than 1,000 calories of rice. I don't even think you can eat 1,000 calories of rice, even if you are overweight, unless you're like on my 600-pound life. And I'm not trying to pull your leg or anything. Like, it's seriously hard to eat that much rice consistently and accidentally overeat. Whereas for chips, you can accidentally overeat that without even looking. Kids can do that, which is why kids get obese very quickly as well. Okay? Guys, the truth is, if you are overweight, if you've been struggling to burn fat, if you're on TikTok and you see people that are overweight and they're saying, well, I'm eating intuitively because body positivity, don't listen to that nonsense. And I know a lot of you OG meatheads listening to this, you already know better than that. Okay, but for those of you that are just tuning in, fuck's sake, look at the person that's talking. Do you want to look like them? And I guess that's not even a fair question, because even if you did want to look like them, it's still not feasible. It's not, like, you can't just, first of all, not everyone's diet's gonna work for everyone. And second of all, if you don't know what's on the food scale, you're not gonna be able to have the leverage or control to figure out what turns out on your body weight scale. What you put on that food scale correlates with how much you weigh on that body weight scale outside of the physical activity that you do. You can't lose weight without knowing what the fuck you're putting in your mouth. It's just, especially if you've never been able to lose weight, especially if you're overweight, especially if you're out of shape. Remember this. Your intuition is shit if that's your position. And if your intuition wasn't shit, and if those influencers that are overweight that are telling you, hey, you should just follow your intuition, all right? If their intuition was good and your intuition was good, it wouldn't have led you or them to being a fat fuck. Now, would it? All right? So sharpen your intuition by adopting the 80-20 rule and being aware of what you eat. And again, being aware means using a food scale so you know how many calories are going down that fucking pie hole, please. For Christ's sake. All right? And if you weren't a lifelong athlete, and if you weren't fit since you were a kid, and if you haven't been training for a decade plus, unfortunately, at this point in time, again, it is fixable, but unfortunately, at this point in time, you do not have the luxury of just eating intuitively and still being in shape or making progress burning fat in the gym. Okay, you've got to develop the skill of looking at the plate or the bowl, seeing how much food is in it, and knowing that it's a responsible amount. But the way we train ourselves to understanding that is by repeating the process of measuring it so that we understand, or our body says, our brain says, I've seen that before. When I was using my food scale, that was 100 grams. So this looks roughly around the same. Absolutely, you're going to be inaccurate. You're going to be off maybe, probably up to 50 grams. And that's okay. But you have that in your mind, you will be able to look at it and say, this is roughly the thing. Okay? And that level of intuitive eating is okay. Because if you're off just by a little bit, so on and so forth, you've made your progress and you're still staying in the gym, it's not a big deal. Sure, you might put on a pound, but you can get rid of a pound a lot faster than you can put it on if you're in that state of constant momentum. Okay? Most of you guys don't have the luxury of intuiting of eating intuitively and still being in shape. Right? You naturally don't have that intuition because of the way you're raised. It's just true. And I'm being brutally honest, not rude. So guys, for the last time, cut this shit with intuitive social media nonsense of, intuitive eating because fucking intuitive. Like, guys, the methods have always worked. They've never failed anybody. I don't know a single human being on this planet that was in a real true calorie deficit and didn't lose weight. It's just not possible. It's like a car running on empty. Like it won't run if there's no gas in there. Like it's like it, gravity not working. It's the laws of thermodynamics, just like there are laws of gravity. You will lose weight if you're in a calorie deficit. Okay? That's it. That's all I want you to understand. All right? That's it. That's all. If you like this episode, share it out with a friend. Don't forget to like, comment, share this podcast, leave a review. It really does go a long way. I appreciate your support. Wouldn't be able to do this without you guys. If you were not listening, I don't know who would be. Okay, so I really hope that this episode specifically, and yesterday's episode about the seasonings, was really, really a valuable experience to you guys. Again, thank you so much for your precious time and attention. Okay, that's it. Let's embrace our inner meathead together. If you like this episode, come back again tomorrow for another one. It's been nice chatting. Hope you like what today's topic was about. IFBB Pro Matt Butale signing out. Boom.
Thank you so much for your precious time and attention. This is the number one podcast for anyone on this planet, country, or nation who wants to get in the best physical shape for their next vacation. Don't forget to implement at least one thing from this podcast. Remember, information without implementation is just fucking noise. I provide actionable value for a reason. Take full advantage of it. If you laughed, cried, got any value, motivation, or inspiration from this podcast, share it out to one friend who you know will enjoy it too. Shameless plug, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Matt Butale, if you want to know this meathead on a more personal level. Heads up, it's not safe for work and it can get explicit. Viewer's discretion is advised, but I promise you will still laugh, learn, and get value. Also, if you want to lose 25 pounds and become a part of the Natural Nomad Academy and join the Meathead community, feel free to DM me and I'll see if you'll be a good fit. Let's embrace your inner meathead. All right, it's been nice chatting. Hope you like what today's topic was about. Natural Nomad Academy head coach and natural IFBB pro Matt Butale signing out.